Yes.
Good morning. Welcome to California Coastal Commission. Let's have a roll call vote, please. I mean, a roll call, please.
Commissioner Amanzada.
Here.
Commissioner Baker.
Here.
Commissioner Brownsey.
Present.
Commissioner Groom.
Present.
Commissioner Loebeno.
Here.
Commissioner Peskin.
Present.
Commissioner Sundberg.
Here.
Commissioner Uranga.
Present.
Chair Bochco.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Look who else is here. Cheryl Lynn. Good to see you. Why don't you get up here and get some reports for it? Okay. I have no public comment slips. So let's just move along.
We do have some agenda changes this morning. But before we launch into that, anyone who's planning to speak to the commission, please be sure to fill out a speaker slip and submit that to staff. And also silence your mobile phones while in the meeting room today. As far as agenda changes, we have item 6A. That's application 517612, the Alvey application that's postponed. And item 12B, it's the UC Santa Barbara notice of impending development on the solar photovoltaic power purchase agreement. That's moved to consent. And if we have no public comment this morning, we can move on to item 5A, which is the administrative calendar for the South Coast District. Orange County, we have one item, which is a routine cantilever deck project in Huntington Beach. Conditions are acceptable to the applicant. And while there's no known public interest, staff did receive an inquiry from State Lands Commission about the scope of the project and whether the proposal involved any areas that are subject to a state lands lease, but ultimately determined the project was not within their lease area. So staff recommends concurrence with the executive director and approval of the administrative calendar.
Okay. Any ex partes? Any objection to unanimous concurrence? Seeing none, we concur.
Item 6A is postponed. 6B is on the consent calendar for South Coast District. There's one application. It's a dock project in Huntington Beach. There's also been no correspondence on this item, and staff's not aware of any opposition. But as with the prior matter, State Lands Commission did provide some input on this and determined that a lease was required in this instance. So staff did make some corrections to Special Condition 2 in an addendum to make sure that that requirement was clear. Conditions are acceptable to the applicant, and staff recommends Commission approve the consent calendar.
Do I have a motion?
Second.
Any objection to unanimous yes on the consent calendar? It's approved. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Item 7 is the Deputy Director's Report for South Coast. There's one waiver for a routine project in Seal Beach and one amendment to allow for installation of solar panels at the Fletcher Jones motor car property in Newport Beach. There have been no comments in opposition to these items, but staff did receive some comments from one member of the public that indicated some interest in the Fletcher Jones matter, but didn't actually go as far as objecting to the item. So staff recommends the commission concur with the executive director and approve the deputy director's report.
Any ex partes? Any objection to concurrence? Seeing none, we concur.
Item 8, we have no items moving to consent for South Coast, so that takes us to 9A, which is a request to extend the 90-day time limit for commission action on City of Newport Beach's LCP amendment to establish a new beach encroachment program, to revise the shoreline height limit, to amend the implementation plan for some cleanup, and incorporate regulations for accessory dwelling units. The city's not objecting to the extension, but the representative is in the audience, may have a few words on the matter, but staff's recommending the commission extend the 90-day time limit for 1 year.
Any ex partes? Seeing none, Don Schmitz.
Morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Don Schmitz on behalf of the City of Newport Beach. I don't know if the letter sent by Simone, the planning director for the city, was forwarded to you. It was dated June 6th. I have had conversations with District Director Carl Schwing in regards to this. We are supportive of the time extension. That being said, the verbiage of the COSLAC being what it is anticipated that LCPAs will be processed in 90 days unless there is good cause to extend that. And as the staff report, which is basically boilerplate, states, you only get to extend it one time, and so it's prudent that you do that for the full year. It's a little disconcerting to us, though, to contemplate that it would take a full year for us to get this done, nor is that the intent of your staff. And as Mr. Schwing did report to you, there is a number of different components to this local coastal program amendment that the city has submitted. There is one aspect of it, which is the encroachment issue, beachfront issue, which is going to take some additional time, and your staff and the city staff are on the same page. We've got work to do in regards to that. The other LCPAs are more common sense, should not be that controversial. So the planning manager has requested that the commission get that in front of the commission at the August hearing. Mr. Schwing has stated that he will do everything humanly possible to get that done, and we appreciate that, and we're going to do everything humanly possible to provide all the information he needs. So we just wanted to, we've been having conversations right up until this morning in regards to this. Your staff's word is golden to me, so we're hopeful that we will be seeing you here in the South Coast District on three of the four items in August, if it's at all possible. And we'd also point out, in regards to the success of the LCP, the city has processed 190 coastal development permits since this commission certified that LCP. That hopefully has taken a lot of the workload off of your somewhat beleaguered staff. So with that, we very much appreciate both you and your staff's time, and I'm available for any questions or comments that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. And staff, you're golden to me, too. Okay. Do we need to vote? Okay. We have a motion?
Move to approve the
time extension.
Move to, Madam Chair, move to approve the 90-day extension.
Second.
Okay, we have a year's extension.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that. 1 year extension.
Second.
Second.
Any unwillingness for unanimous yes on the time extension? Seeing no opposition, the motion passes.
And that brings us to item 10. This is the Deputy Director's report for the South Central Coast District, which includes two immaterial permit extensions this month. Staff is not aware of any opposition to any of these items, and we're asking that the Commission concur with the Executive Director's determination in this matter.
Okay. Any ex partes? Any objection to a unanimous concurrence? Seeing no objection, we concur.
Thank you. That brings us to item 11. This is the regular calendar permit item staff is recommending be moved to the consent calendar for the South Central Coast District. We are recommending one item be moved to the consent calendar, and that is item 12B, a notice of impending development by the University of California at Santa Barbara, or UCSB, for installation of 3,318 new photovoltaic low-glare solar panels on the rooftops of six existing buildings on campus. The applicant is in agreement with all conditions of approval, and we're not aware of any opposition to this matter, and we're therefore recommending that the Commission vote and approve this item.
Okay, any ex partes? Seeing none, any objection to concurrence? Seeing no objection, we concur. Oh, are we on the I'm sorry, I was back on the Deputy Director's report. We're on consent? Okay, sorry about that. Second. Any unwillingness for unanimous yes on consent? Seeing none, we approve the consent calendar.
Thank you. So moving right along, that brings us to item 12A, PowerPoint presentation. Thank you. This is a notice of impending development by the County of Ventura Harbor Department for the demolition and reconstruction of an existing dilapidated non-operational hotel and restaurant with a new hotel and restaurant on the same site. Next slide, please. Channel Islands Harbor is located within the city of Oxnard, within Ventura County. And next slide. And the project site itself is located at the end of Peninsula Road in the center of Channel Islands Harbor. Now, the existing Casa Serena Hotel that's on site was initially constructed in 1972, and it was a moderately priced overnight accommodation. It consisted of four buildings, 274 rooms. Now, around 2006, it was redeveloped, and the 90-room northern portion was redeveloped as the Hampton Inn, which is currently operating as another moderately cost accommodation. But the Casa Serena Hotel continued a slow decline, and in 2009, it was boarded up and became non-operational. Next slide. Specifically, this new project involves the demolition of that hotel and its associated restaurant, and construction of a new, larger 203,011-square-foot, 55-foot-high, 210-room hotel, shown here on this slide in green. And it would also include a new 7,071-square-foot restaurant, shown there in that yellow outline. And it would also have a new 450-square-foot detached restroom for boaters, shown in that red outline in the upper right-hand corner. And it would maintain the existing boater restroom and their office of operations down in that bottom left-hand corner. And next slide. The project also includes construction of a new public plaza between the restaurant and the hotel, shown in green on this slide, and, importantly, a new 10-foot-wide public access way and promenade that will extend around the entire perimeter of the site. That's shown by that blue line. This would replace an existing partial promenade that's shown by those two red lines and does not extend around the entirety of the site. So we think this is going to be a great project in terms of providing public access. The existing 390-space parking lot would be reconfigured, has a small reduction. It would have 379 parking spaces at the end of the project. And I would note that the standard review for this is conformance with the county's certified Channel Islands Harbor Public Works Plan. And we approved an amendment at our July 2016 hearing that specifically allowed for this project, and that is this new notice of impending development is entirely consistent with the commission's action at that July hearing. Next slide. One of the primary issues, I would note, though, that was raised in the commission's previous approval of that PWP amendment was the preservation of moderate cost accommodations on site. So I'd just like to briefly highlight this point and how we're treating it. So recent commission actions have used a formula to determine what constitutes low, moderate, and high cost overnight accommodations. And that formula compares the average daily rates of hotels and motels across the state. Now, based on this formula, that average room rate in 2015 was about $149 a night. And lower cost accommodations would come in at about $112 per night. High cost would be about $186 per night. At the time the related PWP amendment was heard by the commission, the county indicated that the new hotel on site would be operated as a moderate to upper moderately priced facility with room rates of approximately $160, which would come in as within that moderate range. And at the time that we evaluated that, the July hearing, we determined that that would not require any additional mitigation as it would be a like-for-like moderate to moderate cost hotel. And to ensure that this site would be preserved for such use, the commission added a policy to the certified PWP pursuant to a suggested modification requiring any removal or conversion of an existing lower moderate cost overnight accommodation within the harbor, including this project site, would be prohibited unless an equivalent number of low or moderate cost accommodation units were provided elsewhere. In this case, the county has provided information confirming that this new proposed hotel would be consistent with that policy. It would have an average room rate of approximately $160, consistent with the intent of the previous amendment and consistent with that previous special condition one. And with that, I would just note that there is an addendum for this item. It contains a letter from the adjacent marina property owner. If we could advance to the next slide, please. And they are raising issues primarily in regard to the adequacy of restrooms on site, concerns about their continued access to their boat slips during construction, as well as some other details relating to the lease agreement with the county. And Since we do not have any speaker slips on this today, however, he has been in constant contact with our staff and raised these issues, I'm just going to briefly touch on these concerns. And in regard to that parking issue, as addressed fully in the staff report and addendum, I would note that the PWP provides for a shared parking program, which is how this parking lot will be operated. They have done a parking analysis, which your staff has found to be adequate, shows that they would have a parking demand, a shared parking demand for both the boaters, the hotel, and the restaurant of 344 spaces. They're providing 379, so we think that would be more than adequate. In regard to the issue of the boater facilities and restrooms, none of their boating restrooms would be demolished. The project would be adding a new boater restroom. There were concerns that it wasn't located as centrally as possible. The new boater restroom would be located in the bottom left-hand corner of the slide, but there are existing boater restrooms located right at the center in their office, and that is located right at the point of that peninsula. So we think that there's adequate facilities here. And we just note that the remaining issues in that letter primarily relate to the details of the lease agreement between the county and the lease operator. They don't raise Chapter 3 issues under the Coastal Act or consistency issues in regard to the PWP. So in closing, it's staff's opinion that this notice of impending development as conditioned is consistent with the certified public works plan, and thus we're recommending approval of this proposed project. The motions to carry out that recommendation can be found starting on page 6 of your staff report. That concludes my presentation. I am available for any questions.
Okay. Do we have any ex partes? Seeing none, I have three speaker slips here. Lynn Krieger.
Good morning, members of the commission and staff. I am not going to take much of your time. I have a presentation, but I'm going to skip it because we concur with the staff. I just wanted to say that this has been a long road for the county. We're very excited to be here because the previous redevelopment plan was killed in the 2008 recession. Most of you remember there were really no new hotel rooms built in California from 2008 to 2012. So to find a willing partner who has a lot of experience, he has 54 other hotels, and is more than willing to work with us has been great. The board has been, I think some of you have been here for a while know, very dedicated to continuing public access. So having this wide promenade all the way around that now connects to the rest of the harbor with built-in seating is very important to them and was something the hotel was happy to do, plus a wide plaza that certainly will be used for people waiting, you know, by the restaurant or whatever, but allows people to come through from the parking lot and have some nice views. We're very happy with all of that. Access for our neighboring, we have had, as many of you know, something like 14 projects in the last 20 years and have never had an access problem for neighboring lessees. So we certainly intend to keep that working, and we appreciate your patience and support with all of us. But other than that, we concur with the staff. Thank you.
Will Madison.
Good morning. I will also be brief. Thank you for the commission's and the staff's time. I represent Prime Residential. We own and operate the 395 multifamily units directly across the street from the site in question. We think this would be a fantastic development for both the public and for the other lessees in the harbor. So we appreciate the staff's work on this and agree with the conclusion.
Thank you. Steve Kinney.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners, staff. I'm Steve Kinney. I'm the Executive Director of the General Islands Harbor Lessees Association. That's the group of businesses, of whom Mr. Madison is one, that represent virtually all the private investment around the harbor, the investment that brings to life the infrastructure investments there made by the county over the years in the form of the facilities and activities that attract residents and tourists to the area. As you saw from the aerial photo earlier, this site happens to be virtually at the geographic center of the entire harbor. And as such, it has a direct impact on all of the properties around the harbor. It has a direct visual impact. It has an impact as well in the economic future of the harbor by virtue of the tourists that it can attract if it's open. You know, at the moment, the impacts have been negative, both in terms of visual and the absence of any activity there. You're approving this final step today can allow the project to go forward and turn around that negative impact into the positive influence that we've all been waiting for many years now. So we all urge you to approve it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, do I have a motion? Commissioner Luebano.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I move that the Commission determine that the development described in the Notice of Impending Development CIH-NOID-0002-18 as conditioned is consistent with the certified Channel Islands Harbor Public Works plan and recommend a yes vote.
Second.
Would you care to speak to your motion?
Just to say that I think this was a good example of how things should work well. That's
great. Okay. The makers of the motion are asking for a yes vote. Any unwillingness or unanimous yes? Seeing no unwillingness, the motion passes.
Thank you. And that brings us to item 13A. If we could bring up the PowerPoint, please. This is the substantial issue hearing for an appeal of a City of Ventura coastal development permit application for renovation and additions to an existing 1,894 square foot, 22 foot 10 inch high, two story single family residence. Demolition of approximately 159 square feet and construction of a 1,212 square foot addition to that house, resulting in a 2,602 square foot, 30 foot high single family residence involving a partial third story. As can be seen here on this slide, the project site is located on a beachfront parcel adjacent to Winthrop Lane in the residentially developed neighborhood of Pierpont Beach in the City of Ventura. The applicant is Steve Wallace, and the appellant is Alexander Anala. Next slide, please. The primary grounds for appeal raised by the appellant is that the project is inconsistent with the development standards of the city's certified local coastal program, including standards related to visual resources and community character, and that the city has inappropriately granted variances for setbacks from the property line and for lot coverage inconsistent with the development standards and the nonconforming development provisions of the LCP, which require that new structures and existing legal nonconforming structures, such as the subject site, be brought into conformance with the all standards of the LCP when they are redeveloped. Next slide. The project site is located in an area that is densely developed with both single-family and multifamily residences. There are a mix of one, two, and three stories. Now, here, the existing roof line of the subject residence can be seen on this slide in red, and the roof line of the proposed addition is shown in blue. The appellant asserts that public views of the beach from the adjacent street would be impacted by the construction of this project. However, I would note that although the appellant's private views of the beach from their property, which is located immediately landward of the subject site, would be affected by this project and the addition of that additional story, the project would not result in any adverse effects to public views of the beach as a result of that increase in height. And that's because from the street, the height does not block any views. The views are already blocked by the structure itself. It's worth noting, though, that every street in this area does have an unobstructed view of the ocean. There's nothing at the street end, and every street end provides public access. Now, in addition, that proposed increase in height is consistent with both the height standards for new development pursuant to the LCP, which allows for 30-foot height structures, and it would be consistent with the heights of other residential structures in this area. Thus, we do not believe that this project raises any substantial issue relative to the visual resource protection policies of the LCP. Next slide. The appellants also assert that because the existing residence constitutes a legal nonconforming structure in regard to lot coverage and the setback requirements, that the applicant should be required to bring the structure into compliance. And specifically, the LCP allows for a lot coverage of 40% of the lot area. The existing residence on site, which was constructed prior to the effective date of the Coastal Zone Conservation Act of 1972 and the Coastal Act of 1976, covers a little over 58% of the site. And that is consistent with many of the other structures in the area, I would note. Now, the approved project would actually serve to slightly reduce this lot coverage by about 1%, technically would bring the project into greater compliance with that development standard. It, of course, would not bring it fully into compliance. And next slide, please. And likewise, as shown in this slide, the project, as approved by the city, would provide for a slightly increased side yard setback on the beach side of the structure from 5 feet. It would go to 5 feet 3 inches. That's not a significant change, but it would actually, again, actually increase the side yard setback, bringing it closer into conformance with the typically required 10-foot setback for new development on a site. And I would note that although the existing structure would not be brought into full conformity with the setback and lot coverage development standards of the LCP, the project, as approved by the city, does bring it closer in line with those development standards. But notably, if we could advance to the next slide, I would note that the standard of review for this appeal is whether a substantial issue is raised regarding the conformity of the approved development with the policies and provisions of the LCP. In previous decisions on appeals, the Commission has been guided by the five factors which are listed here on this slide and are discussed in more detail on page 12 of your reports. And in this case, we just do not believe that this appeal meets these five criteria, and that's chiefly because it would not result in any significant adverse impacts to coastal resources, that the extent and scope of the development is relatively minor, and that it would not serve as an adverse precedent for future interpretation of the LCP policies or raise an issue of statewide significance. Next slide, please. And for these reasons, we're recommending that the Commission find no substantial issue exists in this case in regard to the grounds of the appeal. The motion for no substantial issue can be found on page 5 of your staff report. That concludes the staff presentation. I am available for any questions.
Thank you very much. Any ex partes? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
I'll make it. I move.
What do I do now? Oh, I'm sorry. The applicant is here. The appellant is not.
Good morning, Madam Chair Boschko and fellow commissioners. I'm Neil McGuire. I'm the attorney representative for the project applicant. I want to thank staff for their presentation, and in the absence of any comments from the appellant this morning, I just want to make myself available for any questions, but I obviously would be happy to see the motion move forward. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, I move the Commission determine that appeal number A4SBV 180032 raises no substantial issue with respect to the grounds on which the appeal has been filed under Section 30603 of the Coastal Act and recommend a yes vote.
Second. Speak to your motion?
No.
Okay. The makers of the motion are asking for a yes vote. Is there any objection to a unanimous yes? Seeing no objection, the motion passes. We find no substantial issue.
Madam Chair, that was a record time.
I must say. What are we going to do with ourselves?
The first time we've ever had any public comment as well, I think. So,
yeah.
Of course, my strategy of planning out our Commission meetings seems to be keep going sideways, but anyhow, I do want to remind the commissioners to please to complete any outstanding travel expense claims you may have out. This is the end of the year, our budget year, so we want to make sure we have all those in so we can get all our expenses all squared away. So please send those in as soon as possible.
Now, I was going to ask the commission if they wanted a closed session on the children's pool case. The appellate court weighed in. Would you like to just hear from Chris on that in closed session? All right. Well, why don't we do that, and then we'll report out, and then we'll be done?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Question.
Yes.
Quick question. Where are we next month?
Santa Cruz. We'll be meeting in Scotts Valley, Hilton, and the meeting location is in the hotel.
Oh, great.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, let's go and close.
All right, thanks.
Yesterday I cracked myself. I was stiff when I got up this morning.
Okay.
Ready? Ready? Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Bochco. The Commission met in closed session this morning, and it received litigation information and advice regarding the lawsuit Friends of the Children's Pool versus City of San Diego et al. The Commission provided direction. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, and we are now adjourned.